So the finals returned to Los Angeles for Game 6, with the Celtics up 3-2. Bob Cousy had a premonition that this would be the final game in his career with the Boston Celtics. He later wrote in his book, The Killer Instinct, that when the Celtics arrived in L.A., he walked into his hotel and locked the door. Cousy wanted to be alone. He didn't answer the telephone and ordered all his meals via room service. Then he sort of went into a trance, fixated on the upcoming game. "I talked to no one," said Cousy. "I thought so long and so intensely about Frank Selvey, the Laker guard I would be playing against, that if he had walked into that room, I might have leaped at his throat and tried to strangle him." In Game 6, Bob Cousy sprained an ankle and was helped to the bench. But when the Lakers went ahead by 1 point, he came back into the game. The Celtics were leading 104-102 with 2:48 left when Tom Heinsohn stole a Jerry West pass intended for Rudy LaRusso, drove, and scored. From that point on, Bob Cousy worked the clock as he had done in the old days, fancy dribbling as the final seconds on the clock ticked off and his career came to an end. When the buzzer sounded, Cousy threw the ball high into the air and raced to embrace Red Auerbach. Bob Cousy had scored 18 points in the game while holding Frank Selvey to just 3. His heir apparent, Sam Jones, scored 36 points. For 13 years with the Boston Celtics, Bob Cousy had played on 6 NBA championship teams, playing 30,131 minutes, scoring 16,955 points, 18.5 points per game, and having 6,945 assists, 7.6 assists per game. He had led the NBA in assists 8 years in a row, 1952-53 to 1959-60, and been a 13-time All-Star. Jerry West played his heart out in the 1963 NBA Finals against the Boston Celtics, averaging 29.5 points per game, and felt the sting of defeat everlasting. During the 1960s, we, the LA Lakers, lost to the Boston Celtics 6 times in the finals, said West. If it had been 6 different teams we'd lost to, perhaps the pain of those losses would be diluted. But the same team, over and over? Those losses scarred me, scars that remain embedded in my psyche to this day. Even later, when West became the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers, he tried to avoid going to Boston Garden. He didn't like it there, and the memories of playing there were too painful.